You still remember, Admiral? I cannot help but be touched. I, of course, remember you.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
I see you remember me. Do you know where I can find SETI Alpha 5?
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here, your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things tech. All things geek. I don't know how many times I've done that.
Yeah.
This is a special episode live from Dragon Con. Yeah, you already got one, I'm sure, about our live show. This is a very special second half of our Wrath of Con that we did.
Yeah, imagine that.
We have a worse track record than BSG. We don't make you wait 18 months between episodes. We make you wait a full 2 years.
Hey, we're not procrastinating. We just decided to wait until the perfect time to do this.
Yeah, when we're together and have enough computer gadgets at our disposal to actually make this happen.
That's right.
Craig and I are sitting in our hotel room at Dragon Con. We've been through, 3 days of activities and still more to come tonight and tomorrow.
We're a little sleep deprived, but that's okay.
Oh, man, you should have heard us this morning.
Get out the con funk.
We're watching the parade from Saturday morning on Dragon Con TV, and it was weird. Turned on the TV and went, gosh, that sounds like me.
Yeah, it did.
You know, usually when people say, hey, that sounds like you, you go, no, it doesn't.
Yeah, it was actually Brian Richardson.
Yeah, Brian Richardson, who does What the Cast.
What the Cast with his cast of casts.
Which we attended live this morning. That was a very enlightening, insightful, and interesting.
I was going to say enlightening first, but yeah.
And I was going to call him up and go, hey, can you fill in for me? Because you sound a lot like me.
Yeah.
My morning voice wasn't so good this morning.
No.
What have you found interesting at Dragon Con, Craig?
I think the biggest surprise for me is probably the costumes, because there's so many of them, for one. And I know that they did that here. You know, a lot of people do costumes. But the most interesting ones, I would say, were the cardboard stormtroopers.
A cardboard C-3PO and a cardboard Hulk.
Well, you know, these are people that have... Instead of just the style, you know, molded helmets and the everything, we saw a cardboard Chewbacca, and it's literally there's boxes and the cardboard's cut out so it looks like a beard or whatever. And it's kind of funny because you start, I started thinking, you know, it looks like ILM forgot to render the scene.
It was 8-bit. They didn't have enough polygons to make the CGI characters.
They're still pixelated. Actually, you know what? It was funny is I thought I saw some back scenes of Shrek. And they were talking about how when they set it to render overnight and they come back in and there was some mistake in the thing and Donkey's jaw was like sticking out.
Extra furry donkey.
That's what I kept thinking of.
That was funny. The parade was wonderful. Lots of great characters. You've seen awesome costumes, including some mashups like Jedi Clampett.
Nice.
He was Jed Clampett from the Beverly Hillbillies along with but his rifle was a lightsaber.
Yes, that was... That was probably one of the more imaginative ones.
And well pulled off.
John, you're crossing, excuse me. There you go.
Some of the fails were like Spider-Man from Star Trek.
Yeah, he had a Spider-Man hood on with the Starfleet uniform.
Not quite, you know, anyway.
It worked for somebody.
And I did see a Klingon in one of the vendor rooms picking up a Stargate weapon. I said, you can't do that.
Yeah. I saw somebody else carrying around several weapons from different genres, and I was like, come on. But we did meet a few people. We walked in the Walk of Fame, and we met Alan Ruck.
Yeah.
Who, if you may know from...
He was a captain of the Enterprise B.
Captain Enterprise B, and in
Ferris Bueller's Day Off, he was Cameron.
Sorry,
many other roles. Once you recognize the face, you go, oh, there he is again, and there he is again, and there he is again.
Yeah, and we got our picture taken with Gil Gerard.
We got an ID from Alan Ruck, too, and Gil Gerard, and Aaron Gray.
Yeah, baby.
And Garrett Wong from Star Trek Voyager gave us an ID.
Oh, he did. Oh, that's right. That was one that I went in there for. And what was funny was we're walking around, and there's a BSG table. All the actors from almost all of them were there at the table. It was very cool. And as we were walking around in the designated pattern, you know, the stars, they have to kind of walk out kind of quick because people will stop them and say, hey, can I have a picture? You know, but I'm walking. And, you know, Colonel Ty, Michael Hogan, he was an intense guy on the show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're walking, and I see him walking towards me, but he's like at a real fast pace, and I'm thinking, oh my God, I wanted to get down in the fetal position.
Get the frick out of my way, you geeks.
I thought he was going to knock me over.
I got to hit the men's room.
Yeah. So that was some impressions.
Kate Vernon gave us an ID, so you'll be hearing these from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
We'll play them in. Very excited to get some new celebrity endorsements.
Yeah, it was also interesting that the Dukes of Hazzard people were here.
John Schneider and Catherine Bach.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, let's see. I didn't speak to him, but I saw Dwight Schultz.
We saw Adam Savage yesterday.
Yes, we saw Adam Savage's talk.
Yep. Got the video recording of his 100 wishes, which are most interesting.
And I think we all share some of these interests, these wishes.
We'll get this stuff posted. We got a lot of material. We're going to keep busy for months. This is kind of like astronomy, where you get a whole bunch of data in a little short time, but it takes years to sift out.
Like SETI. We just saw a talk on that, too.
We may need to farm this out to our listeners to help us process this.
That's right. All right. Well, while we're here together, we're going to do Con.
Longtime listeners may remember 2 years ago when we were making our drive from San Francisco down to L.A. for the 2007 New Media Expo. Craig and I got this harebrained idea while we were going down this five-hour drive to put the iPod video, stick the FM transmitter in there, listen to the audio, put the H2 on the dashboard, and let her rip, and do a Mystery Science Theater 3000 kind of critique to this thing. And stick in the snarky comments where they belong.
All over the place.
We did not get to finish because we started getting to LA and wanted to focus on the traffic more. As you probably remember, if you listen to this, we'd be driving along making funny comments and, whoa, that white van almost cut me off. So it was very real in your face stuff. Now we're in the comfort of a hotel room. We've got a mixer at our disposal, so the audio quality should be much better.
Maybe.
But the comments won't be.
Yeah, that's right.
And we wanted to finish this. We were asked a number of times, when are you going to do part two of Con?
Today, as a matter of fact, I've been asked that several times. Actually, what movie are you going to do now?
Well, when this project's done, we'll have to think of another one.
Yeah.
So we wanted to give you faithful listeners the benefit of the second half. If you want to watch along at home, it's just as much fun. Otherwise, you can picture the scene if you watch the movie as many times as we did. We have the new iPod Touch in front of us, rather than the old iPod video with burned out pixels and whatnot.
Yeah, bigger screen. Yay.
And yeah, bigger screen. So, this is a big screen experience for us.
Yeah. We're upgrading to an iPod Touch.
We are side by side. Actually, on the opposite sides of what we did last time. Maybe we should switch seats so I feel like I'm driving.
No, just pretend you're in Europe.
I'm in the UK. At the roundabout, take the second left.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. Flashbacks.
Yeah.
So, without further delay, I say we start playing. We're going to jump in about where we were at the scene where
there might be a layover, but that's okay.
A little bit of overlay.
Layover, overlay, whatever you want to call it.
About 53 and a half minutes into the movie, if you want to watch along at home, where Kirk is tricking him into lowering the shields. Sorry if that's a spoiler alert, but hey, you've had 25 years to watch the movie. Get on with it.
Proceed.
Here we go.
Reliance prefix number is 16309.
I don't understand.
You have to learn why things work on a starship. Each ship has its own combination code
to prevent an enemy from doing what we're attempting.
Using our console to order Reliant.
Previously, on Wrath of the Khan.
Assuming he hasn't changed the combination, he's quite intelligent.
15 seconds, Admiral.
15? Did you wet your pants?
Yeah. Smog's gone.
How do we know you'll keep your word?
Well, I didn't you no word. Keep
the word of the day is...
In my judgment...
Zizzy Baluba!
No
I see
your point.
Doink, doink!
Stand by to receive our transmission.
I'm sending you some MP3s via BitTorrent.
Oh, we saw Shatner and Nimoy. We forgot to mention that.
We'll talk about that later.
Time's up.
Ding! What is your final answer?
Here it comes. Now,
love those toggle switches.
Looks like he's sending a text message.
It's an old Twitter.
Sir, our shields are dropping.
Well, raise them.
Raise them!
Raisins? I haven't got any raisins!
Call the galley. We're being attacked.
Where's the override? The override!
Fire.
A fire.
Wait, be quiet. This is the coolest scene, though. We can't top this.
Oh, they blew out the greenhouse!
Fire! No more veggies.
Fire! Yes, there's fire all around us.
They've damaged the photon control and the warp drive.
Con, don't you realize it's illegal to yell fire in a movie theater? Oh, the bass is much better than that crappy old Taurus we were driving.
There's my BlackBerry beeping in the background.
Please silence all phones during the movie. Did you hear the announcement? Jeez, Craig.
Oopsie. Does it count that I have Star Trek sounds on my BlackBerry?
I did not.
Actually, it'll blend into the movie.
Except they covered my britches down.
There's a visual I didn't need.
Like always.
You know, it's going to be interesting to go back and listen to it to see what we said last time. Have our thought patterns changed in 2 years?
Your britches are down. There's no green chicks. Hey, well, there's some green chicks out in the hallway.
Yeah, plenty of them at the convention.
I'm sorry. We're all full here. There's no beds left.
Lunch is served.
Take that lightsaber out of him. They give him a C-section?
He stayed at his post. Everybody ran.
You smell like burnt, leathery bacon.
Is the word given?
Hullabaloo, whatever that
was. Now we know where Wesley Crusher got his looks.
Wait a minute, what was the word of the day?
Has the word been given? Zizi Baluba. Benevolent.
Don't make fun of death, Chuck.
Now open his eyes and yell to the ceiling. Oh, he's not a Klingon.
He stayed at his post.
He's the first zombie on the Enterprise.
Admiral.
Brains!
Yes, Bob.
Engine room reports auxiliary power restored.
And that red blood will stay red the whole time. Isn't that amazing? It never dries to brown.
I'm sorry.
He wore it for like 300 days.
Approaching regular and space lab regular one.
Regular, sir. Incoming transmission.
I can never say it as cool as he can. Is that you?
Yeah.
Space Station Regular One. Fit in there.
Space Station Regular One, this is Enterprise. Please acknowledge.
I think they're ignoring our calls, Captain.
This is Enterprise. Do you read me?
Next time, don't date another Starfleet officer. So won't take your calls.
Do you read?
We
please
are
come
not
in.
Here.
There's no response, sir.
Duh.
The number you have reached is temporarily out of service.
She tells him that, and he's standing right behind her.
Jefferson sensors are still inoperative. There's no way.
Paging Captain Kirk!
Oh, crap.
No way of telling if Reliant is still in the area.
They're not very Reliant.
What do you make of that planetoid beyond?
Stupid Chrysler car.
It is Class D. It consists of various unremarkable ores. Essentially a great rock in space.
Hey, let's not get the ores are taking that personally. There.
It's the third rock we've seen all week.
Aye, sir. Mr. Scott, do you have enough power for transporters?
Barely, sir.
Can you hear me now?
That's the crappiest connection I've ever heard out of Scott.
I've only got one bar.
He's been there. Hasn't found what he wants. Can you spare someone? There may be people hurt.
Yeah,
I can. Maybe.
Begging the Admiral's pardon. General Order 15, no flag officer shall beam into a hazardous area without armed escort.
But what about the drummer?
There's no such regulation.
No flag officer.
All right, join the party. Mr. Spock, the ship is yours.
Jim, be careful.
We will.
Is that emotion I detected there?
Yeah, you be careful too.
Jim. Oh yeah, you too, Bones.
Dumbass.
Their transporter squeaks. Did you hear that?
Was it squeaking? No, that...
Transporter squeaks before it engages.
Get Scotty to own that. Oil it.
Doot, doot.
Phasers on stun.
Radioactive.
Phasers on plaid.
Move them out. Hit them up. Round, move them out. Right.
This is so suspenseful.
Freddy and Jason in space.
Ah! It's Uhura on the screen.
She's still talking.
Wow, they didn't even get close to flat screen technology in that universe.
They had oval screens.
And they were like 12 inches long.
Doo-doo.
Ah!
Oh. It's only Kirk. There's rats on this ship. Damn rats.
And they're riding tricycles. And you're a doctor, and you're scared by what's next.
How many rats really could be in space?
Well, there's pigs in space. I hate it when that happens.
Jim.
Get down here.
Help me get this go-around body down.
Jim, there's piñatas. I think they're full of candy. Bring a stick.
Well, rigor hasn't set in. This couldn't have happened too long ago, Jim.
Somebody had a party in here.
This is Enterprise calling.
Quite a bender. Maybe it was Bender.
Bender.
Admiral, over here.
Over here.
You know, that's something I haven't over seen here. Is Bender around here.
Yeah, not a lot of Futurama at Dragon Con this year, is there?
We'll fix that.
Well, except the comic book guy. No, that was Simpsons.
Close. Let me show you how to open this thing right.
I want a Coke.
Ah, forget it.
Yeah. Damn, out of Coke.
Oh! He's a whiz with the vending machines.
Please acknowledge.
Oh, look, they've got some checkoff.
That's not UPS packing standards.
I was looking for diet checkoff.
Oh, sir.
Sir.
It was Khan. We found him on CTL.
It was Dragon Con.
He put creatures in our bodies.
Good creatures or bad creatures?
Can you clarify?
All right, you're safe now.
Made us say lies, do things. But we beat him.
What happens with Khan stays at Khan.
I did not.
Please don't elaborate.
What happens at Regular One stays at Regular One.
Where's Dr. Marcus?
Who?
Where are the Genesis materials?
He couldn't
find them. Even the data banks wouldn't.
Here is your hat, man.
He went crazy. He
tortured those people.
Dude's got a brain slug on. You know it.
It's brain slug.
Went wild. He slit their throats. He wanted to tear the place apart.
That doesn't sound like Khan.
He was late.
Not the Khan I know. He used to give pampered chef parties.
I had a nice Christmas gift from him last year.
Dead?
Marooned on Seti Alpha 5.
Marooned.
I was more like a fuchsia, not so much a maroon.
He blames you for the death of his wife.
I know he blames me for. He blames me for scratching his car.
The escape pods are all in place.
Awkward moment with his wife.
Escape pod? I love that podcast.
Yeah.
Where's the transporter room?
What?
You make it down here?
It was not my impression. He spent most of his time trying to wring the information out of the people.
Anything?
The unit's been left on. Which means
someone keeps hailing us.
They're wasting energy. This daggum green ship.
With their alarm.
Left it on.
Vampire powers all over the place.
You know, they didn't have the technology to auto-shut off equipment.
They left their disco light on in the transporter chamber.
Stage 2 was completed. It was going to be underground.
Underground.
It was going to be underground, she said.
Stage 2 of what?
Kirk to Enterprise.
What?
Spock here.
Captain Spock, damage report.
Admiral.
If we were to go,
by the book, like Lieutenant Sackett.
Wink, wink. Colon minus so parenthesis.
The situation is grave, Admiral. We won't have main power for 6 days. Auxiliary power has temporarily failed.
Wow.
Restoration may be possible in 2 days. By the book, Admiral.
Kirk doesn't get it, and he's like, I want it now, okay?
Not at present.
Captain Spock, if you don't hear from us within 1 hour, your orders are to restore what power you can.
Take the Enterprise.
You mean an hour hour or by the book hour?
Starfleet command as soon as you're out of jamming range.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sir,
whatever.
We won't leave you behind.
Uhura, if you don't hear from us, there won't be anybody behind.
Your insurrection is noted.
There won't be any. If you don't hear from us, there won't be any behind.
Here, your insurrection is noted.
It's all the same, Admiral.
Yeah, I'm logging this. It's on Twitter.
Right. Let's go. Savick?
That's funny. We got Twitter now, and they didn't have it in the future.
Where are we going? Where they went?
Whatever. Florida.
Oh, Savick is twittering. Nowhere. Beaming down to unknown part of inside planet.
Hash con.
Hash regular one. Now, it sounds like the Genesis device winding up. What happened? The sound effects are whacked.
Budget cuts. Here you go. Listen. Audio engine. I never heard a transporter do this. You know, there's something suspicious down here.
Admiral. Do you smell lilac?
Minox. Oh, wait, that's another.
Whoa.
Three
that
the power
is
cables.
The coolest.
Don't touch.
It's a giant.
Genesis, I presume.
No, it's a sonic screwdriver. What do you think it is?
It's a huge one.
Size doesn't matter.
That's how you use it.
Phasers down!
Dun 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 dun.
It's Spock.
Dun 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 dun. Dun 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 dun. Where's the music? Come on!
Dun 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 dun.
I'm Dr. Marcus.
Jim!
What? Huh? What?
Jim!
You're
Carol?
Carol? David?
David? David?
Dr. Carol?
Oh my god!
Paternity suit.
Oh, the huge manatees.
Finally.
Mother, he killed everybody.
Finally, I'm able to contact you. You've been ordered to pay child support for all these years.
David, you're just making
this. You've been ignoring my subspace messages.
Kirk has added you as a friend on Facebook.
Please, don't move.
Check.
Sorry.
Kirk recommends you become a fan of the regular one.
Your Excellency,
Chekhov is blocking you.
I have indeed.
Hey, Khan, where'd you get that watch?
It's not wireless.
You son of a bitch!
Oh. Fail. Phaser fail.
We are waiting. What's the delay? All is well, sir.
FedEx. They promised the shipment this morning.
First things.
Plane was slow due to snow.
Kill Admiral Kirk.
Wait, I've been demoted. I'm a captain again, actually.
The three most dreaded words.
I'm not Admiral anymore.
Some assembly required. Well,
I don't want to hear your excuses.
There's gotta be a men's room around here somewhere.
No excuses.
Oh, that Velcro ripped the hair off my wrist.
Kill him,
Terrell,
now!
Terrell
Owens?
So that's what happens if you turn it on yourself.
Uh-oh.
I love the accuracy of this phaser in a minute.
Yes. This is always one of the classic phaser shots.
Oh.
And why would it decide to crawl out now?
The game's up. Get out.
What is it?
It's a brain slug.
That's exactly what it is. It's the...
Here goes. Kirk didn't care. I'm going to shoot right beside his head.
Out comes a pulse, but it gets fried by a stream. Breakfast is served.
It was the distance it transformed on.
The 99-cent creature at Denny's.
Con bloodsucker. You're going to have to do your own dirty work.
Moon's,
now.
Moon's over my creature.
Kill you!
Let him do the line himself. He's perfectly capable.
Yeah. What?
Kirk, you're still alive, my old friend. Still!
Oh,
old friend. You've managed to kill just about everyone else, but like a poor marksman, you keep missing the target.
Oh, what's this on Facebook? Kirk is now friends with Khan?
Here comes the second best jaw quiver ever.
That's
His first one was when Spock died.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dang. Spoiler alert.
It was brought back. Spoiler alert again.
Oh, no. The Koei can't take it.
Well, jump on there, David, and see what you can do.
Hop a ride. Sure you love it on the other side.
Genesis and David are mixed together, an arm hanging out. Genesis.
But you don't have me.
No.
You are going to kill me, Khan. You're going to have to come down here. You're going to have to come down here.
I will not stoop to your level.
I've done far worse than kill you. I've hurt you.
I've sent you a Hello Kitty card.
And I wish to go on hurting you.
Drink your last beer.
I shall leave you as you left me.
With no left socks.
My room for all eternity. Center of a dead planet. Buried alive. Sharing alive.
Hey, Jim Quiver. Okay, that was incredible acting right there.
Don't tell anybody, but that's the name of our WEP while we're here.
Yeah. Lieutenant Savick calling Enterprise. Can you read us?
Access point.
It's called Khan.
This is Lieutenant Savick calling Enterprise. Can you read us?
He's coming around.
Huh? Can you He'll be coming around the corner.
I was cursing to shoot him again.
It's no use, Admiral. You're still jamming old chants.
Raspberry jam.
She's long since gone. If she couldn't obey, she's finished.
So are we, it looks like.
Call Barf and Dark Star. Let's get out of here. I did see Barf the other day.
Well, it's a long story.
We've got lots of time.
To have plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
Bridge, anyone?
Is there anything to eat? I don't know about anybody else.
The audacity, Kirk. Think about food.
No, we're not using audacity this time.
First order of business, survival.
There's food in the Genesis cave.
The Genesis cave.
Last a lifetime, if necessary.
We thought this was Genesis.
No, it's around the Pizza Hut, and there's a.
It took the Starfleet Corps of Engineers 10 months in spacesuits to tunnel out all this.
Union crew.
Smoke break.
We did in there. We did in a day.
David, aren't we special?
Why don't you show Dr. McCoy and the lieutenant?
You can hear the arrogance.
We can't just sit here.
David, your mother is talking to you.
This is just to give us something to do, isn't it?
Yeah, that and paint Christmas ornaments.
Come on.
Whatever. Stupid kid.
Hey, there's no traffic to distract us.
See, Kirk, see what happens when you're not a father figure for your children.
Admiral?
As your teacher, Mr. Spock, is fond of saying, I like to think that there always are possibilities.
Opportunities. Don't leave those two alone. Do you hear music?
I did what you wanted.
No, it's not that.
I stayed away.
There's nothing playing here.
Oh.
We hear music. Well, David, you left your radio on!
How can you...
Kids.
Were we together? Were we going to be?
Maybe.
You had your world, and I had mine.
Yes, it's this dead rock.
And I wanted him in mine. Not chasing through the universe with his father.
Like? Some space cowboy? Overgrown Boy Scout?
Don't insult the man.
Actually.
He's not assaulting.
He's a lot like you.
He's a lot like you. What? That's like water running in the background. This is better than the traffic noise. We get hotel room noise.
Yeah, hey, babe.
Walk this way.
There's a man out there I haven't seen in 15 years.
His name's Khan.
He's trying to kill me.
Spock?
You show me your son, I'd be happy to help him.
Hug the mountain.
That's two movies out. Three.
Now hug the mountain. I love it.
My life that could have been.
Kirk climbs the mountain. Why does he climb the mountain? Oh, stop loathing and self-pity.
We got plenty of time for that later.
This is where the insert.
She takes his ham in a minute. Oh, how sweet.
Let me show you something.
Whoa, hey, baby.
We're alone.
Make you feel like a man. Young as when the world was new.
Woo! Hey, baby. You want to, like, do it?
Is that a Genesis device in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Impulse power restored. Excellent.
Excellent.
When can
More than a match for poor Enterprise.
Poor, poor Enterprise.
Is the music part of the Genesis project? They just walk in and start hearing it?
Yeah, they're good speakers. It's great.
They program in a few little music tunes. And... hey, where's Willy Wonka?
It's the land of the lost.
Look, we have apples and chocolate rivers.
That's the land of Dairy Queen.
The Matrix formed in a day.
All the trees.
The Matrix.
All the trees have little swirls on top of them.
They formed the Matrix in a day.
Accelerated rate.
Whoa.
The sequels were longer and worse.
Stage 2 and 3. Stay away from them. I can see my house from here.
Can I cook or can't I?
Tasty
bacon.
Genesis Project.
Are you gonna cook those people up on Regulus One?
There she is.
Why does he look ticked off?
Where is she?
A little early, Chuck.
Sir, may yes? I ask you a question?
No.
What's on your mind, Lieutenant?
The Kobayashi Maru, sir.
That's oh, jeez, not that old thing again.
Go back and watch the movie.
Yeah. That's like 9 movies ahead. We're getting there.
You are looking at
any other questions?
Cadet who ever beat the no-win scenario.
How?
I can't tell you.
I reprogrammed the simulation so it was possible.
Spoiler alert. They spoiled their own movies.
Got a commendation for Rudy.
Damn you, Kirk.
I don't like to lose.
He didn't get a commendation. When did that happen? Or can we blame that on the alternate reality thing?
I don't believe in the no-win scenario.
They didn't give him a medal. Just said, okay, that's pretty cool.
Well, they just didn't hang his butt from a tree.
An accommodation could be, okay, that's cool to give him a medal for it.
Just give us your coordinates and we'll beam you
aboard.
All right.
All right. All righty then.
I don't like to lose.
Hey, did you pay for that apple?
Wait, the Matrix isn't done on that apple. There is no apple.
Does that apple also suffer from using proto-matter?
There is no spoon. There is no apple.
Regulation 46A. If transmissions are being monitored during battle,
no uncoded messages.
Here's the part where they gloat. Told you so.
I exaggerated. Hours instead of days.
You know, Spock does that a lot. Pretty conveniently, I may add.
They're inoperative low sea deck.
What is we're here on?
Not much, Admiral.
The transporters.
Main power.
That's it.
We can take your space boots.
Space boots.
Ah, the happy music.
Ah.
What a lovely place for a home, a weekend vacation.
I love that music, by the way.
Admiral on the bridge. Battle stations.
Admiral on the bridge.
The nacelles were noticeably off. Even the LEDs got destroyed.
Ring around the rosy.
She can still outrun us.
And outgun us.
But there is the Motara Nebula.
Motel 6?
Mark 4.
There is the Motel 6.
The Energizer's bypassed like a Christmas tree, so don't give me too many bumps. No problem.
What the heck are we doing with a Christmas tree on board the Enterprise?
Why is it so twitchy?
This is multicultural. It was highly offensive.
Where's the menorah? You know, Shatner's Jewish, right?
Mr. Savick. The odds will be even.
He's Canadian. Does that count?
He's Canadian Jewish.
They celebrate Christmas in Canada.
It's a Canadimonium.
Isn't that one of the guys from Spaceballs in the back?
Yeah. Yeah, sir, we're all... No, I'm not going to complete that statement.
Hail Scroop. And they got to pull up the floor plates to run new Cat 5 wire.
All right, Scotty, let's go plaid.
That looks like a really rather inefficient way to load a torpedo.
Especially if they're in a hurry.
Rip up the floor?
Yeah, if they're in a hurry, it's a problem.
Doctor, would you care to do surgery with me?
There she is.
There she is.
Again with the head, baby.
Miss Enterprise.
So much the better.
There she is.
So beautiful.
Flies through the skies.
You need to sing at the Klingon beauty pageant later.
Don't mess with my parodies. You should have heard the song we made about the crossing guard the other day. Mr. Crossing Guard, you're going slow.
Oh no, not the nebula.
You're late for school and you gotta go.
Estimating nebula penetration in 2.2
Spock.
Minutes.
Spock, that's very suggestive.
Reliant is closing.
Oh, it's closing. I barely got to shop there.
Yeah.
Did you get 12 punches on your frequent shopper card?
If they go in there, we'll lose them.
Whatever.
Explain it to them.
All right, Kirk, look, we don't really want you to go into that nebula.
Not that kind of explaining.
Because it would be bad for our advantage.
That was close.
Mm.
Too close.
They just don't want us going in there.
The message received.
They're very good at explaining things. Very persuasive.
Come on.
1 minute. You're persuasive. Nebula perimeter.
Why are we slowing?
Oh, here's my other favorite line coming up.
Dan, follow them into the nebula, sir.
It would
be useless.
Oh. Well, fine. I'll just wait.
They are reducing speed.
Uhura, patch me up.
Aye, sir.
Here's my favorite line.
You're on, Admiral.
This is Admiral Kirk. We tried it once your way, Khan. Are you game for a rematch?
He tasks me.
Khan. I'm laughing at the superior.
Was that our phone?
Yeah, it's my BlackBerry.
Full impulse power.
No, sir! You have Genesis. You
what?
Can have whatever you...
How dare you question me?
Anvil.
I'll do it myself.
Ooh, like he's throwing a ship lever into full power.
We are now entering the Mutara Nebula.
Whoa, that's some wicked sheet lightning. Turn on the red lights for a dramatic effect. No, those weren't the right lights. I asked for the red lights.
Doo-doo-doo. I love it when we go through nebulas.
It's a shortcut to Grandma's house.
Deploy lightning rods. Kind of sound like Brannigan there, didn't I? Deploy the lightning rod.
Lila, my little love.
God, I'm laughing at the superior intellect. Ha ha.
Tactical.
See, we could get the, Stephen Hawking version of this.
Is that good, sir?
God, I am laughing at your superior intellect. Uh-huh.
I heard he was up for the role, didn't quite cut it through the process of selection, casting.
This is known as the Toilet Bowl Nebula. Oh, you left your deflector dish on. Turn your deflector beams on high beam.
Target, sir.
Target.
Phaser lock inoperative, sir.
Oh, let's go to the Walmart.
Yes, Mr. Superfire.
We'll get more phasers there.
Yeah.
Phaser lock, you should use high octane phaser fuel. It prevents phaser
lock. You couldn't hit the side of a barn.
Aft torpedoes, fire!
Missed me, now you gotta. Never mind. Our cable's still out.
He said he'll be here between 3 and Tuesday.
Going to the light, Carol Ann! Whoa. TV signal's bad.
Whoa, how'd you get here?
Beaming is not something you just do in the future.
Well, where'd that extra voice come from? Yeah. 1 minute, we've got...
Fire! You're fine. Ah!
It's amazing how you can have so many holes in the spaceship on the bridge and people just kind of knocked around. Not sucked out into space.
I'm huge. I'm strong. I can pick up plastic.
Damage, Mr. Scott.
It looks bad.
I already have plenty. Thank you.
I'm all for it.
I already have plenty.
Take the mains off the line. That's radiation.
Scotty.
Nice swoon.
Wow. You're quite stronger than I thought.
Yours. Is this?
Don't you know this is a no smoking area?
My last words to Khan would not be yours. It's a superior intellect. Believe me, I'm dying from your mistakes.
I shall avenge you.
I got till next year to do
Shh.
It.
Shh. You gotta do
could
the door sound.
Use another hand, Admiral.
Yes, could you use Admiral another ear Chekhov?
Are you feeling all right there, buddy?
Spock.
You're walking a little funny.
Port side aft. Could be an impulse turn.
Or that burrito at lunch.
Break off now. You followed me this far, I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Get back to where you
back
once
from where?
Been.
But not experienced. His pattern indicates two-dimensional thinking.
You know, Spock, if you have the answer, can you just give it to me?
So Khan can't see 3D movies?
Full stop. No. Full stop. It's very sad. Class I what?
Z-minus 10,000 meters. Stand by photon torpedoes.
It's the source of his anger.
They lowered the pods.
I love this ride.
It's very noisy in space.
Yeah, did you notice that? No, sound doesn't travel through a vacuum except in movies.
Yeah. Only where convenient.
I'm hearing music again. Is the music in my head too loud for you?
Yes.
There they go past the toilet bowl. Oh, TV signal's clearing up. Khan, could you hold the rabbit ears a little to the left?
This DirecTV is a little overrated.
But it is a nice wide screen.
He's praying.
That.
Is that HD?
He's praying. Oh, dear Jesus. Please deliver the Enterprise to me.
Please tell me where my other glove is.
Michael Jackson.
Torpedo's ready, sir.
Boy, he sprang back fast.
When we woke up, we had these bodies.
Nazi nuclear whistles. No.
Look sharp.
Hey, I'm a sharp-dressed guy.
Everybody's crazy about a sharp-dressed guy.
Lens flare.
Yeah, lens flare.
The first use of it.
We didn't need that in its cell anyway.
Wait a minute, how many people were on the Reliant anyway? He came aboard with like 6 people, and we've already seen 12 die.
And every single one of them is 45 years younger than Khan.
Well, Rick SETI Martin. Alpha 5 was good. You know, the nutrient-rich sun.
Here's a sparkler stuck on the ship.
Uhura. Send to Commander Reliant.
I'm sorry. Can you forgive me?
Aye, sir.
I'm sorry, Dave. I can't do that.
Commander Reliant, this is Enterprise.
Why, Commander Reliant, why don't they just say Khan? Wake up! Pick your sorry butt off the floor.
You are ordered to surrender your vessel. Respond.
Uhura wants to add you as a friend on Facebook.
I'm back.
It's Two-Face.
Or Half-Face in this case.
He was the first man to be the hairband of the 80s.
Reliant, come in, Reliant.
There's a lot of wood on the bridge
of the
vessel, too.
It's the final countdown!
Enterprise to Reliant. You are ordered to surrender your...
Does anybody know what that little squiggly thing behind her actually says?
Reliant. Not no, but hell no.
As he took his gnarled hand, clutched it to his chest. And what kind of launch mechanism is this?
Was video camera cut off? What was that sound?
The game's not over.
Yahtzee.
Best 2 out of 3.
Oh ho, the shoe is on the other claw now.
Longest sequence ever.
Good thing they don't need the Genesis right away.
Gee, I wonder what Khan could be doing over there on the Reliant.
He's in the men's room.
Oh, sorry. There are no bathrooms on the Enterprise,
though. You've reached Fun 107, all hits all day.
That's not the Genesis controller, that's your radio.
I've reached the seventh level.
This satellite radio sucks.
He's been committed. And the timer couldn't start at 10? No. Why?
Source on Reliant. Pattern I've never seen before.
You know, everybody stand up in sequence when he says...
Oh, that's one of those fun balls you make expand and contract.
Yeah.
It's the Genesis wave. Stand up and...
Hey, everybody, let's do the Genesis wave.
Woohoo!
Decoded 4 minutes. We'll beam aboard and stop it.
In the beginning, God created the
heaven. By 4 minutes, does he mean 996 units of whatever that thing is?
I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
3 minutes.
No response, Admiral.
Scotty.
And I'm out of here.
Best possible.
Khan isn't returning our Facebook messages.
Scotty, I need more power. Crikey, Captain! How many times do you got to say that?
Again?
Oh, that's your problem. You're stuck in reverse.
Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep.
Lens flare.
What is Mr. Scott's condition?
He's lying down.
Whee!
Mr. Scott is a little panicky right now.
Uh-oh, better call Mako.
What are we doing, special effects now?
No human can tolerate the radiation that's in there.
You are so fond of observing, Doctor.
Ah, we've reached the lowest common denominator.
Look how foggy it is in there.
Perhaps you're right.
It's like what a disco inferno going on.
Wait a minute,
on.
Here
he
goes.
Bo's like, finally, he agrees with me, damn it.
Sorry, Doctor, I have no time to discuss
this. Hate it when he does that!
Look old in there.
Remember,
you also owe me $20.
Upload successful.
You've got radiation.
Yeah.
Oh, now he wakes up. Like, couldn't wake up 10 seconds earlier?
Fuck!
No! Don't! You know, Spock. I heard the alternate ending. He just said, okay, I'm out.
Yeah. Well, she... You left your deflector dish on high beam. The other ship is flashing you.
From my mark.
2 minutes, 10 seconds.
Engine room.
That's a long 40 seconds from a minute
Someone's
ago.
Someone's playing Centipede in the background.
And now, cue the fog machine.
I want one of those at the Tesla party tonight.
It's a disco inferno.
Yeah, you got the lights, you got the fog. It's a happening place in there.
Welcome to Spock Studio 54.
We're still in first gear. My grandmother could drive a star here faster than
Release the emergency
flare, lens flare, lens flare,
lens flare.
3 minutes, 30 seconds.
Now, is that counting up or is that counting down? Do we have 2 minutes or 1 minute? Or
they couldn't get Majel Barrett to do the voice yet.
4,000 kilometers.
Is she right? The time did go up.
Yes, I think they're counting. I don't know.
How long they've been waiting to get out of first gear?
10 minutes.
Cable signal's still bad.
Well, there's your problem. It's uphill. No,
I am not an animal.
It's always uphill in space.
No, you can't get away.
Now to quote Moby Dick.
From hell's heart, I stab at thee. Buried alive.
Oh, that was earlier.
I spit at thee. Spy kids.
And if his chest were a cannon... if his chest were a cannon, he'd be Iron Man. Don't forget to put the lid on. Quarter turn to the right.
But his chest is cannon.
Oh, look, sails are up in the third quarter.
Spock, remember to flush.
We can't slow down.
Oh, wait. They've gone to plaid.
Ooh. Happy 4th of July, guys. Look, there's Khan's hand and his leg.
He got a foot embedded in a tree on the Genesis planet. That's just kind of gross.
Now, is that the one with the glove or the one? Well, never mind.
You have to wait to the search for Spock to find
out. It's the Eye of Jupiter. Wrong show.
No, it's more the Eye.
Let's go get some whales.
Yeah. There'd be whales here.
And.
My God, Carol, look at it.
Cue the tender moment.
Okay, now you're all blind from looking at it.
I think you go blind from something else.
Engine room.
What?
Well done, Scotty. That's
what my dad told me.
I think you.
I was told you grow hair.
Bones?
No, that's you get a beard.
Better. Sorry.
Uh-oh. Someone's not at his post.
Savick, take the con.
Okay, where should I take it? Oh.
Woohoo! We're going to the con this year!
Get around. He runs funny.
His suit is chafing.
There he goes. Whee! Now that's the fast way.
Damn. Small. My mother actually shed a tear here.
Flood the whole compartment.
He'll die. He's dead already.
Oh, come on. I saw him yesterday morning.
Yeah.
We saw them. Boom. They were buddy-buddy at the convention. He's not dead.
He's just passed out. Drinking.
He's feeling much better.
He's a little unresponsive, but he's still okay.
Bring out your dad.
Yeah.
Okay, now you guys, I want you to stand right there the entire time the scene's going on. You wave back and forth slowly.
Couldn't somebody have washed the window?
Slowly.
Composure.
Picard maneuver.
They just told me he was dead. You were dead.
Oh, yes, the Picard maneuver. Yes. Thank you. Maybe he got it from Spock.
Yes, I think so. It's really a Spock maneuver.
I don't need to think about that. Bonk, right into the glass.
No. I'm over here. Little to the right. Yeah, we go.
No, you're right.
Your other right.
Your military right.
Out of danger.
What?
Yes.
I can't understand you.
Are you smoking again, Spock?
Have you been to see Shamu?
It's those damn Romulan cigarettes.
Just logical. The needs of the many.
Outweigh. The needs of the many. More. The
few. One. Few.
12.
Touchdown.
Or the one.
Well, duh, that's because you made it up.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that out loud?
You beat me to it.
My solution.
Yeah, it'd be kind of pointless. You take your own test. You know the answers.
That's a little continuity thing. Borderline.
You don't, it's been rebooted. You don't need any continuity anymore.
That's right.
What we shall be. Your friend.
The gloves on, expect him to
he's like, subscribed to his friend feed now.
Psych.
Live long and prosper.
What is Bones chop liver?
Now, still stand there and sway back and forth.
No, Bones is walking around in a circle going, Katra.
Sink some more. And some more.
The Spock death scene.
And done.
Rest.
No! How'd they get him out of there? With a spatula?
Yeah. So you want us to clean up in there now, or or what?
Clean up on aisle 5. Engine room. We need a bucket and a mop.
Now, is it just me, or did the idea of these photon torpedo tubes make no sense whatsoever?
As a coffin?
Hey, this is also how they dispose of their garbage off the ship.
Oh. We saw that. We touched that.
Yeah.
Oh, that was awesome.
At the you-know-what that isn't the you-know-where any you-know-what.
We did have to wash our hands because I'm sure a lot of other geeks touch it as well.
That's just gross. They should put a hand sanitizer thing next to that.
The sunrise of the new world. A world that our beloved comrade
gave his hair.
Clinton, you touched his tube too, right?
I'm sorry to say I have. And we will not debate
this. Craig, did you get to touch Spock's tube?
Hey, baby.
Is that what you said to Leonard if you saw him? Hey, you know, I touched your tube before.
That's what she said.
Of all the souls I have encountered. Well, here comes the best chin waggle.
Come on, go for it. Here we go.
Here it is.
Canon. Oil can.
Moomoo.
His was the most moomoo.
His was the most humanish.
Cue the bagpipes.
If ye take the high road and I take the low road, I'll get the...
Look around you.
And baby for breakfast.
Does the bride come with potatoes?
We're gonna have haggis for dinner. Who made this futon torpedo anyway? It's crap.
Get rid of it. It makes me sick to look at it.
Fire!
So you really kind of have to hope that there's an airlock or something in there, otherwise...
Everybody gets sucked out with a...
That's pretty big on their part to presume they wanted that Spock's parents just wanted to shoot him out into space.
Yeah.
No, we don't want his remains back.
Yeah, whatever. What should we call this planet? Planet Spock? Planet Kirk?
We'll call it Dave.
That would be good. Take me to Planet Dave.
Planet Dave is forbidden.
Actually, I was thinking Permits. Planet Hollywood.
Permits many, money more.
You're already looking forward to the next movie.
Yeah, don't throw that away. You're going to need that in a little while.
Oh, maybe we should do Star Trek 5. Maybe it'll actually make it interesting.
Oh, my God.
But you have to watch it first.
You know,
isn't that the point of MST3K is to take the worst of the worst? Oh, I think that's brilliant.
You know, I actually own every movie except for 5.
I got it. I might be on VHS. That might be a problem. But you can pick it up at the used DVD store for 99 cents.
You never have faced.
I'm scared to put it on my Netflix queue. Other people will see that.
Ooh.
What the hell's he thinking?
I thought it was Sex Honest.
I can't read Roman numerals, I confess.
I thought it was this mashup between Star Trek and V.
Cheated.
No.
Star Trek.
Fail.
Fail.
And patted myself on the back for my ingenuity.
I nearly broke my elbow.
I know nothing. You knew enough to tell Savick that how he faced death is at least as important as how he faced life.
Oh, I made that up.
Yeah,
that was
whatever. Don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I read it on a Cheerios box.
That's where ideas
begin. Fortune cookie.
Fortune cookie.
I'm going to say fortune cookie. Cheerios? Where'd I get Cheerios from? I
often have these sayings on them, obviously.
Ingredients. Corn. Oats.
Each Cheerio has a word
and
if you piece it together.
How we face death is what is how we face life. What the heck?
And 50 milligrams of sodium.
Way to go, General Mills.
Woo!
And also...
This is the
also,
most touching scene.
Also, I want to know why is it so damn dark in here.
Very proud.
It's like the X-Files. Can someone afford some lighting, please?
Budget cuts. We blew it all on special effects. So.
Lens flares.
Lens flares. Thanks, Dave.
Awkward man hug coming.
Free hug.
Free shrug. Ew, you haven't showered in like a month. Use soap. It's what soap is for.
Use it early and often.
The society, what was that society
the
for?
The soap outreach and assistance program.
Thank you.
Starship Enterprise departing for SETI Alpha 5 to pick up the crew of USS Reliant.
Which was...
Some crew on Reliant left. That's who was dying.
And yet I can't help wondering about the friend I leave behind.
We left Scotty back there.
There are always possibilities, Spock said. And if Genesis is indeed
life,
life from death,
lifelessness,
I must return to this place again.
To vacation.
Because there's a contract involved.
And an ice beach coast.
He's really not dead.
He knows something.
Yeah.
Oh.
He said he'll always be remembered.
It's far, far better.
Bunsden.
Who'll be remembered?
Some other guy, some
far
second-rate character got killed off.
Who are we talking about?
Better resting place.
What's his name?
Is that a poem?
No, the poem is that once was a man from Nantucket.
Whoa. Venus, I think.
It works better with this. There once was a man from Regulus 5.
Who broke out in hives.
Space.
Gratuitous planet.
The final frontier.
Yeah, gratuitous planet flyby.
And now we take you to Griffith Park.
Voyages of the Starship Enterprise, these are.
All right, John, you're crossing. Not allowed.
Kauai, Hawaii. Come and experience the tropical pleasure that is Kauai.
I like how a sun appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah, a nebula.
You're ruining it for me.
Jurassic Park.
I see he brought the fog with him.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Today's forecast calls for fog with partly 5 to 10 mile an hour winds.
Space, the final frontier. These are the continuing voyages of the Starship
Booby Prize
Enterprise.
Which we're not showing you at the moment, but
for a few more movies.
Whoa, the fisheye lens is making me nauseous.
Strange new worlds. To seek out new life forms and new civilizations.
You won't find any
to
here.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Did I ever tell you Leonard Nimoy and I share the same birthday?
So you get it 1 year and he gets it the next year?
That's right.
Is that how it works?
Yeah. Okay. That's why he's still
keeps
around.
Keeps us young.
All right, we're going to riff on the cast.
I don't think that...
Kenny, what a funny name.
Oh, we got movie sign.
There you go.
Hey, we want to thank our special guest, Clinton Albert from Comedy Forecast, for joining us for the last part of this movie. This is kind of a...
The last 22, 18 minutes, 19.
Something like that. If you're wondering who that strange voice was that mysteriously popped in.
Whee!
Clinton is a huge Star Trek fan, so we couldn't resist.
Well, I'm not huge. But I'm a big star. Well, I guess there's no way to say that, huh?
Well, we had
make
to.
It sound like I, you know.
You're big?
Yeah.
We had to stop and run to do his show and then dragged him back here with us.
Yeah.
He said, you're doing Star Trek?
He actually kind of fell at us like a sad puppy.
Yeah. You're doing Star Trek? Okay, I'm coming along.
Robert Fletcher.
Louise Fletcher's brother, I think.
Any relation to Scott Fletcher? Douglas Wise.
Jane Austen in there. No, that's not right.
Richard Espinosa.
I can't actually read the iPod from this angle.
Yes, we are watching this on an iPod Touch. In case you're wondering, we have three grown men sitting around iPod Touch. Like it's
a campfire. Like it's a campfire.
These names are a pixel wide.
And they're still scrolling faster than we can read them.
You got to have the vision of an adolescent boy to pick out some of these words.
Could you zoom in for me, sonny?
Oh, he's trying. Hey, look at that.
Oh, now I can see the key grip.
I like that best boy myself.
Second best boy is good enough for me.
Oh, pool boy.
Cabin boy, played by Chuck Tomasi.
Bill Couch. That's where I've been sitting the whole time.
Vicky Witt, of which we have none. Don't forget, Kurt Schalke. Schalke. That's easy enough to say when you've been drinking Arrogant Bastard.
Funny, that's what I call you. That's my affectionate nickname for you, Chuck.
Schalke?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah. If it makes you feel better.
Industrial Ooh. Light and Magic. Where have we heard them before? Special lens flares by ILM.
Are they still around? I haven't heard from them much lately. Ken Ralston of Ralston Purina fame.
Scott Farrar.
How far, Farrar, Farrar, Farrar?
How Farrar are we going?
You bet you never listen to Technorama to hear us read credits.
And I bet you'll never do it again.
What the hell is a key grip anyway?
Well, you have a key. And,
and you gotta hold on to it.
Where's that key? We need that key.
Right here, sir, right here.
Good job.
Now, if I remember right, the key grip is the guy who holds the boom mic, is it not?
Well, what does the boom operator do then?
Did you see it?
He operates the key grip.
Did you read that fine print? I'm not going to go any further with this. This is just pointless. Tactical displays.
Chekhov.
Now, is that the person that designed the thing that looks like the Burger King logo?
Yeah.
All skate.
You got to admit, this movie had some cool music.
Thane Morris. Think he's any relation to T?
He won't admit it.
And the person that did this went on to do Titanic, I believe, right? The music.
Hey, NASA and JPL are giving credits in here.
No, that's an apology that you're reading there.
We wholeheartedly apologize to JPL for making fun of everything they've done.
There are no physics involved in this movie. We forgot to consult with you. We're sorry.
Yeah.
Filmed in Panavision.
Watched on an iPod.
Hey, I think the iPod is Panavision compliant.
Completely pointless use of technology.
What, this recording? Or the...
Big finish now.
And you gotta see the MPAA logo. No, we ripped it off.
Is this considered fair use?
This movie rated G.
Yeah, because you go, gee, why did I watch it again?
Boom, boom.
Good night, everybody. 101.
No, wait, we got to do the thing.
Oh.
There.
Okay.
Hey, we want to thank everybody, including Paramount Films.
Yeah, for all their cooperation in the making
and the lack of their attorneys calling us.
And thank you for listening. We know some of you, one of you, has asked for this, and we will deliver.
Aren't you sorry you did?
You'll be even more sorry if we do Star Trek V. I can hardly wait.
Yeah.
And it better be less than 2 years from now. I'm sure there'll be another chance for Craig and I to get together, and maybe even Clinton in the mix.
Woohoo!
Dragon Con's only another year away, and I think this would be a great tradition. Maybe we should find a way to get more people. We should just have a panel of this. Oh my gosh, I think that's an idea we gotta
share your pain with Star Trek V.
And until next time, tell a friend about Technorama. Please don't share this episode. And give us a binary high.
Please don't listen to this episode.
101. Remember.